This is the Live Feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Now, here's Terry Tenseth with the Live Feed.
On this episode of the Live Feed, it's back. We present the community variety show Over the Back Fence from Lanesboro, Minnesota. Over the Back Fence occurs monthly from March through November on the second Friday of the month. Tonight, we venture back to the 1980s with skits, music, fond memories, and more. I'm Terry Tenseth, inviting you for a unique evening of entertainment with Over the Back Fence, presented here on the Live Feed.
The following program is a production of the Lanesboro Radio Company's Over the Back Fence. It was recorded before a live studio audience on Friday, March 13th at the St. Main Theater in Lanesboro, Minnesota. The theme of the show is the 1980s and features musical guest Hubba. At the end of the show, please enjoy the music of our pre-show entertainment, Charlie Warner.
Every month we pick somebody from the studio audience. So like next month it could be you or it could be you. But tonight, we have Lester Dunn that's going to help open the show. Come on up, Lester.
Not this one. This
one. There's got to be some other
Lester,
microphone.
Lester, you can borrow one.
Heck of a reception for someone that's never been here before. Hello, my name is Lester, and I'm here to welcome you to tonight's performance of Over the Back Fence. Tonight's theme is the 80s. Our host for tonight is Damon Presteman with Stella on the piano. So without any further ado, here's Damon!
Good evening and welcome to Over the Back Fence, a presentation of Lanesboro Arts. Tonight we kick off our 21st year! Our theme tonight is the 1980s. We've got special musical guest Hubba. We'll also be hearing from our sponsors, Kim from Gilby's Pizza and Sandwich Shop and Sarah from Lanesboro Arts. I'm your host, Damon Presteman, and please welcome tonight's special guest musical director, Stella Bird. Wow, Stella, we are celebrating the kickoff to our 21st year. Isn't that
Woo-hoo!
Amazing?
It's awesome.
We are old enough to drink.
Yes!
I shouldn't have done it before the show, though.
No!
Probably not. Hey, you know, our theme tonight is the 80s. Are you familiar with the 80s at all?
A little bit.
A little bit? What do you mean by a little bit? You must have been born in 1989
and a half? Not quite. I was four when 1980 hit.
Oh, well, okay. So you kind of have an idea about the
80s. I do.
How about anybody out there? Anybody maybe graduate high school in the 80s? Make a little noise if you did. There we go. Anybody get married in the 80s? Make a little bit of noise if you got married in the 80s. See, we all remember the 80s.
In various ways.
Do you know something that came out in the 80s that is still around today, although young people wouldn't know it as such? It's called MTV. And MTV now, of course, is very popular for reality shows and other stupid stuff. But back in the 80s, when it was created, MTV was short for Music Television.
Those are some awesome videos.
And they had VJs.
Yeah.
I know it, which is not a venereal disease. It was actually somebody that played videos. And so, for our audience here in the St. Main Theater, and for those of you at home, remember, you can see all these things if you come down to the St. Main Theater. But for the folks that are in the St. Main Theater, we've got a special treat for you right up here on the screen. This is MTV Valley Girl Video Jockey.
Hi, okay, like that was a totally awesome video. That's one of my favorites. So I'm thinking about getting my hair cut a little shorter, like maybe to here. But she said yes. I don't know why she said yes. She is so totally weird. Really, what gets better than that? This is just so rad. Anyway, he's really a dweeb and he asked me out and I said, right? I don't think so. Totally, no. I mean, no duh. The Bangles are tubular. They are totally tubular to the max. I mean, barf me out. Gag me with a spoon. Oh my god. Okay, so I got this totally gnarly neon green scrunchie. I can't believe I didn't wear it today. I mean, totally, I should have worn it. Okay, like the coolest kids in school asked me if I wanted to go to the mall with them, and I totally said yes because, I mean, they're so cool. Do you like Bananarama? I like Bananarama. Well, I did. It was totally rad. I mean, I couldn't go out like that. I mean, I am so sure. Like, I would set foot out of my house with this giant thing on my face. I don't think so. And then I should give like a perm so it's bigger too. They sort of are MC Hammer Zumbas because they're kind of low in the middle. And did you just say he totally hung up on you? Well, that is like totally so disrespectful. I think you ought to totally bag him. It's so cool. I just love them. Oh my god, they're totally radical. I'm going shopping. I'm going to the mall. You ready for another totally gnarly video? Here it is.
That was totally awesome. Here.
Thank you so much. They apparently don't want to hear anything from me anymore. That was Barb Keith with a totally tubular, rad look at the 80s back when MTV actually played music videos. You know, there was a lot of great music in the 80s still.
Yes, there was, including...
including this next song by the Back Fence Man. This is Jesse's Girl.
Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. But lately something's changed and it's hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I want to make her mine. And she's watching me with those eyes. And she's loving with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night. You know I wish that I had Jesse's girl. I wish that I had Jesse's girl. Where can I find a woman like that?
Oh, that's the Back Fence Man with a look at Jesse's Girl. Rick Springfield made that song hot. I think he was on General Hospital or something, wasn't he too? Back in the 80s, Rick Springfield? I think so, if I remember correctly. You know, there was a lot of great new technology that came out in the 80s. All kinds of great stuff. And I think this is a little bit of a tribute to one of those pieces of technology. Here's the Back Fence Gang.
Once upon a time, way back in the 1980s, a mom and her two kids were eating dinner. Dad comes in with a camcorder recording.
Hey kids, what do you think of our new camcorder?
Honey, I think that's enough now. You've been videotaping us all day. Sit down and eat dinner.
Okay. In a minute.
Dad!
Later, Mom and the kids were washing dishes together. Dad came in to record the event.
Henry!
Dad!
After dinner, the kids watched TV and Dad recorded them.
Dad!
Before bed, the kids brushed their teeth. Dad filmed. Mom came out of the other bathroom and Dad was there.
Henry!
Dad tiptoed into the kids' room where they were tucked in and sleeping.
This stuff is golden. This is going to be the best video ever.
The very next day, everyone sits down to watch the video.
This is boring.
30 years later, kids are grown and come across the video. They watch it and remember their mom and dad in their childhood.
This is golden.
That's the Backbench Gang with a look back at camcorder dad.
You know, Damon, that was my dad.
Oh, yeah, that was my dad, too. Yep. I think it was everybody's dad back
every
then.
Concert,
And I loved the size of those video cameras back then. That was just amazing. You know, we've been doing this now going on 21 years, and it wouldn't be possible without some of our sponsors, including Batstone CPA, Bluff Country Computer Works, Cedar Valley Resort, Sally's Hair to Die For, Lanesboro Public Library, Gilby's Pizza and Sandwich Shop, and F&M Community Bank. Well, I see the entire gang has gathered. It can only be for one reason, and that's to pay tribute to the 80s with a musical medley.
Thank you.
That's the Back Fence Gang with a medley of hits from the 1980s. Man, there was some really good music in the 80s. But you know, I think that whatever generation or whatever decade you kind of grew up in or came of age in, that's the era that you think has the best music.
I think you're right.
Yeah. You know what is kind of sad, though, is that we're going to be in the nursing home someday singing those songs while rocking.
Totally singing Bon Jovi.
I'm telling you, I'm going to be walking like an Egyptian with a walker. Yeah. But it's going to be fun. You know, before we go any further, I want to try this thing out. This is a very complicated thing to try to do. Ooh. This is I believe they used to call it a Rubik's Cube. Yes, I threw many of these across the room back in the 80s. And then there'd always be that kind of smart-alecky kid in school who in about 5 seconds could finish them all. Yeah.
I always got it to the point where I just had like one or two rows. Well, kind of like you've got it now.
Right.
They just weren't quite right.
Right, because as soon as you tried to get them right, it wouldn't be right anymore. Someone told me earlier the way to solve this is just peel off the stickers. I didn't know that. I should have thought of it at the time. Well, hi, Bonnie. I see Bonnie over the fence. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing just great, thank you.
What do you have for us?
I'd like to tell you a little bit about toys of the 80s, and definitely Rubik's Cubes was one of them. I never could get it either. Didn't worry me. In the 80s, marketing was starting to get more geared toward children, and licensing was really becoming a big thing. So companies would invent a new cartoon so that they could have lots of products to go along with it. So things like Rainbow Bright, Care Bears. My daughter had her grandmother make a bunch of Care Bears pillows. I can't remember how many Care Bears there were. It seemed like there were at least a dozen. These pillows were all over her bed. We don't have them anymore. We just couldn't save those. No room. But video games were very big, and it started with simple games like Pac-Man and Frogger and things like that, and went on to Nintendo and Sega and more involved games as it went, more advanced. Many popular toys were actually very expensive in the 80s. As the economy boomed, toys got more expensive, and some things like Cabbage Patch dolls were really expensive to begin with because parents wanted to get them. They were very popular, and so they wanted to be the first ones to get their child that Cabbage Patch. I never bought Cabbage Patch dolls for my kids. Thank you.
That's Bonnie Hulsing. Thank you so much, Bonnie, for that list of toys I never had. Now, I know, it's sad, isn't it? I know, it's very, very sad. Now, I'm a little confused. Maybe you can help me with this, Stella. Cabbage Patch. Now, those were dolls made out of lettuce, right?
Well, actually, they were born in a cabbage.
Oh, you seem to know a lot about
these.
I do,
yeah. I actually brought some of my friends with.
You have friends that are cabbages? I've got friends that are rutabagas. Thank you. Thank you for catching that. Appreciate that. Those of you at home, come to the show.
So I hope it's okay. I brought my friends. I brought Spot.
Spot. And what is he?
He's a pound puppy.
Oh, sure.
And when I was a little girl, I was really excited. I don't remember how I got this, but somehow I saved up. I don't know if you had to save off like the UPC codes or what, but I was able to get him his very own name tag. It's a heart shape.
Oh.
It says Spot belongs to, I'm going to give a secret away, my real name is Stephanie. So it says, Spot belongs to Stephanie on it.
Oh, that's cute.
Mm-hmm.
It was a radio show, Stella, so you didn't have to give away the secret if you didn't want to.
I know, but it said it on there. I just thought it was kind of cute. And I also have my Care Bear. This is Tender Heart.
Oh, that is cute. Mm-hmm. Aw. He's got a little Care Bear right in the Care Bear spot on the back.
But I think the creme de la creme was... I was really into my Cabbage Patch doll. Her name is Carrie.
Oh, isn't it wilted by now?
No, she's fine. And she even, believe it or not, my son really enjoys playing with her, but he wanted more clothes for her, so I went on eBay, and I found this 1980s outfit. So she's got the outfit. I don't know if you can see it out there with the, it says wet paint, and she's got different colors splattered all over her outfit. And my mom in the 80s would sew me outfits that would be exactly the same as my Cabbage Patch doll.
Oh, that's cute. You had a nice mom.
I hope it's okay, Damon. I had an awesome mom. I hope it's okay, but I knew that Carrie would want to see the show, So I brought a bumbo for her to sit in.
Oh, isn't that nice of you?
Is that okay?
Of course that's
okay. I know
she
didn't pay for a ticket.
Yes, I was going to say students are $5.
Is that all right? Okay, well, I'll settle up later.
Okay.
And I don't know, did you want to hold Tender Heart? Or?
Yeah.
Okay, and how about...
I've never had a bear to care for.
And how about Spot? Are you okay with Spot? Are you allergic to dogs?
No,
okay?
I'm a dog person. He's okay. He did tinkle a little bit here. Got a little excited with
that
all the people.
Happens when you bring animals on the show,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, he got a little excited with all the people. Well, these are great 80s toys, though. 80 toys were great. But, you know, I was thrilled with another advance in technology in the 80s, and I was kind of a big fan of video games.
Ooh, like what was one of your favorites?
Well, Pong was a great one. Very, very complicated, however. Still haven't quite gotten the hang of it yet.
Donkey Kong?
Yes, in the arcade. And for those of you that are under the age of 30, an arcade is where we used to go, and we would put a quarter into the machine and then play it for a few minutes, and then it would be over. You didn't have to in your living room or anything like that.
But there'd be that sad sound.
Well, that's right. That's right. And that's when you had to go back to your mom and ask for another quarter.
Exactly,
and she'd tell
you
no.
Lost all your lives.
But, you know, video games were my favorite. And, Kay, I think you could tell us about some video games.
A little bit.
That's Kay, folks.
In the 80s, the town where I lived had an ice cream shop. It was really small, but it carried quite a few flavors. My son especially liked bubblegum ice cream. Not me. I didn't even like the color of it. The back of the shop was even smaller, but that was the arcade. There was Donkey Kong and Ms. Pac-Man. Donkey Kong featured a damsel in distress, held atop a tower that looked like scaffolding with ladders. And the gorilla up on the top was trying to prevent her rescue while a man is dodging obstacles that look like barrels that the gorilla was throwing down. By today's standards, it was pretty primitive. Ms. Pac-Man was a round yellow ball with a mouth that was constantly opening and closing. She traveled on a maze-like grid in pursuit of several characters that looked like one of the Cosby kids. You know, the one that wore a stocking cap over his face and had just holes for eyes? So Ms. Pac-Man chased these little stocking caps with eyes around the maze, gobbling them up whenever she caught one. And she had an insatiable appetite. All kinds of electronic sounds accompanied the pursuit, adding to the experience and the excitement. The machine kept score. And it had an insatiable appetite for quarters. I had absolutely no interest in the game and never did figure out what influence a player had on the outcome. But my son was playing so much that he was developing repetitive motion syndrome and finally had to quit cold turkey. I stuck to the ice cream in the front part of the shop.
Thank you, Kay, for that look back at some of the classic video games from the 1980s. There were some great ones. You know, one that Kay didn't mention was Asteroids. That was always a good one, too. It was in black and white. We'd like to thank some more of our sponsors, including Coffee Street Fitness Center, Pedal Pushers Cafe, Niagara Cave, Lanesboro Arts, Riverside on the Root Restaurant, and Two Rivers Brewery, and Merchants Bank. Well, one thing that was extremely popular in the 80s was something fancy and new called an aerobic workout.
Woo!
And probably the most popular lady to lead those workouts was Jane Fonda. Stephanie, what do you got?
Well, I'm going to need everyone to stand up, because it's time for a workout, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get moving. Come on, stand right on up. All right, Dave, John, whenever you're ready, you're going to follow along with me and watch my lovely helpers here in the back. We're going to do a step touch. Ready, go. Get those feet moving. Bicep curls. Shoulder rolls. out because it's time for some squats. You can use the seat. Keep going. We're not done with squats yet.
It's killing me.
Let's step it out. Bicep curls. Shoulder rolls. Gentlemen, I hope you got your blood pumping.
We will now take a short break while the host catches his breath. Holy moly, never liked that Jane Fonda much. Like her even less now. Hey, I hear the familiar sounds of our sponsor, Music, and joining us right now, from all the way down the street at Gilby's Pizza and Sandwich Shop, it's Kim. Hi, Kim.
Hi, Damon. Woo.
I'm still a little exhausted after the workout. For those of you listening at home, you could have been here too. Next week, we're going to do Tai Bo. Is that even an exercise thing? It sounded right, but it was right. Okay, okay. And just a second. Does anybody have an inhaler or a shot of whiskey? Because that was a little bit more than I anticipated. We feel like we're healthy now. Yeah, it is very good, and I feel healthy. Tell us, what's going on down at Gilby's Pizza and Sub Shop?
Well, we're getting ready for spring. So last week we fired up our soft serve ice cream machine. Yay!
That's like, you know, I understand though that that's the second most popular way to know that it's spring behind Groundhog Day is the soft serve ice cream at Gilby's.
You know, we wait and we look at the temperature and I get it all ready. And so when it hit 40, 50 degrees, I fired it up and we've been busy.
It's kind of funny that you say fired up the ice cream machine, but yeah. For those of you listening at home, it is actually ice cream. It's not fire brewed ice cream. Now, what other things do you have over there at Gilby?
We are looking at adding some new menu items to the menu. We have deep fried pickles, which we added last fall, but new this year. We're going to have deep fried mushrooms.
Is there any chance I could get a deep fried flurry?
Possibly.
We should try that. Now, what if I'm really picky and I want to come in there for a sandwich and I know exactly what I want on it? Can you do that for me there?
We can do that if you come in. We have the prep table all set up for all of the subs and wraps. And you can come through the line and pick all of your vegetables and your toppings that you want on it.
Ooh, that sounds fantastic. Now, what are your hours as we roll into the summer season?
Well, we've been open, you know, all winter, 7 days a week.
Yes, and we appreciate that. Those of us around here appreciate that quite a bit.
So we're not changing our days. We're still open 7 days a week. Starting in April, we'll be open Sunday through Thursday, 11 to 8, and Friday and Saturday, 11 to 9. And then as soon as summer comes, we'll be open 11 to 9 all 7 days.
Ooh, fantastic. And we really appreciate the fact that you have been around all winter long. And we really appreciate the pizza over there. I just love your crust over there. Do you do something special with that?
Well, thanks for asking.
Well, I didn't ask. Well, I guess I did ask, but...
Okay. So we make our dough homemade from scratch, and we shred our cheese fresh every day. So everything is all fresh and ready to go.
That explains why it tastes so good. Well, Kim, we really appreciate your continued support of Over the Back Fence. We wish you a lot of luck. Thanks so much. That's Kim from Gilby's Pizza and Sandwich Shop. located right here on Parkway Avenue in beautiful downtown Lanesboro. You know, they have fantastic pizza. I like pizza a lot. Pizza was not invented in the 80s. They had it in the 70s.
Is that when you think it was invented? Was the 70s?
That was for comedic effect. And okay, a few of the people from the gang were like, it was around before that.
Over my head. Like, wow.
You think I've never been here before or something. Oh,
it's
man.
Just you're kinda, so totally rad.
I know. It's totally tubular.
Totally.
Like, totally tubular.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. Just gag me with a spoon.
Oh, yes. I want to hear some more 80s songs. And you know, there's nobody better than to do some more 80s songs for us than our special musical guest. Please join me in welcoming Hubba!
Welcome to the 1980s. Troy told me I shouldn't mix DayQuil and NyQuil.
Ups and downs.
Gotta get over this cold somehow. Hey! It's what I like about you. You hold me tight. I never want to let you go. I let you come over tonight. Yeah. I keep on whispering in my ear. Tell me all the things that I want to hear. They're true.
What I like.
It's what I like about you.
What I like.
It's what I like about you. You really know how to dance. When you go up, down, jump around, think about it, your romance. Yeah. I keep on whispering in my ear. Tell me all the things that I want to hear. Cause they're true.
What I like about you.
It's what I like about you.
What I like about you.
It's what I like about
what
you.
What I like about
yeah,
you.
That's what I like about
what
you. You keep me warm at night. Tell me I'm the only one who wanna come over tonight. Yeah. I keep on whispering in my ear. Tell me all the things that I wanna hear. Cause it's
what
true.
What I like about
it's
you.
What I like about you.
What I like about you.
It's what I like about you.
What I like about you.
That's what I like about you.
What I like about you.
That's what I like about you. That's what I like about
that's
you.
What I like about you.
That's what I like about
that's
you.
What I like about
that's
you.
What I like about
that's
you.
What I like about you.
Hey! 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 Hey!
That's Hubba!
All right.
Rocking it out on a Friday night. Well, this is our chance to get a chance to say hello to the members of Hubba. Hi.
Hi.
Well, hello, Damon.
Who are you? And
I'm Paul Schmidt, hog farmer from Preston, Minnesota.
Yeah! Also guitar player.
Guitar player forever. Yes, sir.
I have to mention this, Paul. I am a great fan of your work. I enjoy bacon immensely.
Excellent.
Who else you got with you tonight?
Tonight we have Troy Ortanek from Lanesboro right here.
Yeah, Troy!
Thank you. Back here we have Dave Peen from Harmony, Minnesota.
Right on. Now tell me, Hubba seems like an interesting name for a musical group. Where'd you guys come up with that?
I knew a gentleman who had a roommate who was rather
I stayed up late. Didn't like to really go to bed when he was, needed to get to sleep for work. So I'd call him in the morning, and he'd be just completely tired. And I said, "What's wrong?" He says, "Hubba was up late at night." Just the way he said it was just kind of rolled off the tongue for us.
Oh, well, I thought it was...
Simple story.
I thought it was in tribute to the famous 80s bubblegum called Hubba Bubba.
That's the easier story.
Yes. Yeah.
Watermelon was my favorite flavor of that gum.
Chocolate. Chocolate Hubba Bubba.
I like the watermelon. That was my favorite. Now, I absolutely love 80s music. You guys were rocking the house. Hey, got any shows coming up? Played anywhere cool in the past? Anything exciting? Any tributes to Ham or anything like that?
Tributes to Ham. Well, all the farmers market people just know me as the garlic guy because I also grow an acre of garlic. So.
And as we all know, 1 acre of garlic goes a long way.
Yes, there you go. There you go. You'd think I wouldn't have this cold, right? I have a lot of garlic.
Are you friends with the people that live downwind from you?
Let me see. Hogs, garlic, no.
What's next? You going to farm sulfur? Or?
Farm sulfur. Yeah. Frack sulfur.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. There you go. You got any other 80s tunes you could play for us?
I think we do. You want to sit in with us?
Me?
Let's do it. This is an easy.
I love the 80s. Where do I sit?
This is actually a beautiful love song. We don't want you to get too excited here.
I'm excited.
It's going to be nice and easy.
I got a little change in my pocket going jing-a-lang-a-lang. Want to call you on the telephone, honey. Give you a ring now, and each time I talk, I get the same old thing. Always no hugging, no kissing, till I get a wedding ring. My honey, my baby, don't put my love up on no shelves. She said, don't hand me no lines and keep your hands to yourself. Baby, 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 why are you gonna treat me this way? You know I'm still your lover boy. I still feel the same way. That's when she told me a story about free milk and a cow and said no hugging, no kissing till I get a wedding vow. My honey, my baby, don't put my love up on no shelf. She said don't hand me no lines and keep your hands here. You see, I wanted real bad. I was about to give in. That's when she started talking about true love. Started talking about sin. I said, honey, I'll live with you for the rest of my life. She said, no hugging, no kissing till you make me your wife. My honey, my baby, don't put my love up on no shelf. She said, don't hand me no lines. said, don't put my love up on no shelf. She said, don't hand me no lines.
And keep your hands to yourself.
Come on. Yeah.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Great job, Damon.
Thank you. I like that. Thank you.
We got one more for them, Paul, or what do we?
I don't know. We got time for one more guy?
Yeah.
I think we do.
Walking, I strut myself, cause I'm so strung out. I'm high as a kite, I just might stop to check you out. Let me go on, like a blister in the sun. Let me go on, hey big hands, I know you're the one. Oh, body and beats, I steam the sheets, I don't even know why. My girlfriend, she's at the end, she is starting to cry. Let me go on, like a blister in the sun. Let me go on, hey big hands, I know you're the one. I'm so strung out. I'm high as a guy, I just might stop to check you out. My body and beats, I stain my sheets, I don't even know why. My girlfriend, she's at the end, she is starting to cry. Let me go on, like a blister in the sun. Let me go on, hey big hands, I know you're the one.
Gentlemen, for the love of bacon, that was incredible. Man. Hey.
Damon, we need a mosh pit in here.
Those were like three of my favorite 80s tunes of all time right there. My goodness gracious. Ooh, gotta catch my breath again. All this aerobics we're doing tonight is driving me wild. I hear the familiar music. It's our chance to visit with another sponsor. And right now, across the over-the-back fence, I see Sarah Baskett from Lanesboro Arts. Let's hear it for her. First of all, before we go any further, you look smashing.
Thank you.
You are dressed in a what could be considered a very bright blue prom dress. I think it's the same dress I saw in the previews on the screen. Is that true?
That is true.
Wow! So you hung on to that all these years, huh?
My favorite dress in the whole wide world.
Isn't that? I guess that is why I've seen it on you about 10, 12 times just this week.
No.
Do you have it placed in a prominent place in your home or anything? Because it really is quite sparkly.
No, but I did get my daughter to try it on the other day. She loves it too.
Actually, as you know, fashions, they tend to come around eventually. But now you've spoiled that she can't wear it to prom or anything, can she? Now, tell us, what exciting things do you have going on down at Lanesboro Arts?
Lots of exciting things. So tomorrow, we are previewing, unveiling our new website.
Ooh, that sounds like fun.
It is fun and exciting and checking it off that list. It's a big project. So it's lanesboroarts.org, and I'm not kidding, it's really good. If I think somebody told me earlier they had seen, checked it out. Who is that? Don, where are you? Don can vouch for it, right?
Very good, very good. That sounds exciting. And, of course, you can find that at lanesboroarts.org, and they're going to premiere that tomorrow. Any exciting shows coming up around the corner?
Yes, we have Jonathan Edwards coming here.
Oh, you're kidding. Fantastic.
Yeah, he is a legend. I was doing a lot of research on him. He's fascinating. His whole story is awesome, as well as his music.
So I would imagine he'll be playing and telling stories and that sort of thing right here in the St. Man Theater. And when is that?
March 28th, Saturday, March 28th, right here.
Just a couple of weeks away, you can get your tickets probably at the new lanesboroarts.org.
Yep.
Oh, you see how I brought that all together? That was amazing, I know. Now, Lanesboro Arts is associated with Art in the Park, but I can't remember when that started.
That started in the 80s.
Oh, in the 80s. I see how that worked out. So it's been around for a long time then. Yep. How many years?
30-some years, 35 or so. And some people who might even be here tonight helped to start that. So I really want to thank everyone who's a part of that.
And really, that is true. Let's hear a nice round of applause for that, because frankly, it is really the premier kind of art event, not only just in Lanesboro, but all around the area, isn't it?
It's fantastic. June 21st, Father's Day.
Father's Day right here at Sylvan Park, right here in beautiful Lanesboro. Now, Sarah, we know that you do a lot of work to help us with Over the Back Fence. We certainly appreciate that quite a bit. And I saw this evening that you were taking part up here on stage.
I am.
I know. We like that. We like that a lot, actually. So that was really cool. Anything else that the folks should know about that's coming up?
Oh, lots of stuff. Well, jumping ahead to May, we do have another special program coming on here on stage. Not Over the Back Fence, but different. It's Damon's own show, Lanesboro Live, is coming back here this year.
That's right. We're going to do another season of Lanesboro Live right here at the St. Main Theater. Very excited about it. The house band is great. Thank you for the plug. That was very, very kind of you. Did I mention you look ravishing?
Yeah, thank you.
I figured it was only fair since you kind of scratched my back. I'll scratch yours a little bit. Well, Sarah, if not for the folks over there at Lanesboro Arts that do such hard work for us here, we wouldn't be able to put on Over the Back Fence, and so we certainly appreciate that. That's Sarah Baskett from Lanesboro Arts. Wow. For those of you not in the studio audience, we encourage you to come on down. I know that you can listen to it on KFIL Radio and KQAL, but we encourage you to come on down to the beautiful historic St. Main Theater right here in downtown Lanesboro. We're here the second Friday of every month, and it's a lot of fun. You could have seen the incredible outfits. The entire cast is all dressed in 80s gear. It's really quite a fun show to come see, so we encourage you to come on down and see it. I see the Back Fence women have gathered. Maybe they've got another 80s song for us. Women with a classic Cyndi Lauper tune, Girls Just Want to Have Fun. It was a Cyndi Lauper tune, right? I wouldn't want to credit that to the wrong individual. You know, frankly, to me, what says 1980s more than a poem by Robert Frost? What do you think, Sandy? Do you agree with me?
This is ending up being a farewell to winter. I go out hiking with my dog in the woods, and almost every time I was out in the woods this winter, this poem came to my mind, and so I thought it'd be fun to do it for this over the back fence, and then spring came. I'm going to do it anyway, so we can call it Farewell to Winter. Stopping by Woods on a Snowy Evening by Robert Frost. Whose woods these are, I think I know. His house is in the village, though, and he will not see me stopping here to watch his woods fill up with snow. My little horse must think it queer to stop without a farmhouse near, between the woods and frozen lake, the darkest evening of the year. He gives his harness bells a shake to ask if there is some mistake. The only other sounds the sweep of easy wind and downy flake. The woods are lovely, dark, and deep, but I have promises to keep, and miles to go before I sleep, and miles to go before I sleep.
Thank you, Sandy. That Robert Frost home, Stomping by Woods. Sam, another chance for us to thank some of our sponsors, including the River Roots Skills School at Eagle Bluff, Thrive in Financial, Visit Bluff Country Magazine, Lanesboro BP and S&A Petroleum, Preston Foods, the Great River Shakespeare Festival, and Thomas M. Mannion, attorney at law. You know, I just love a good duo. You know, and there was a very, very popular duo back in the 80s. I can't quite think of who they were. Maybe it'll come to me. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Milli Vanilli. I am a little bit confused, though. First of all, I think the members of Milli Vanilli were black.
We're not lip syncing.
I know they didn't have red hair. I'm certain of that. And you guys were really singing, huh?
Yeah, we were. And well, quit bugging
yes,
us about it.
Yes, we were.
All right.
That's Milli Vanilli, y'all. I'm sure he didn't have red hair in Milli Vanilli. For those of you that are listening at home and weren't here in the audience, we had the actual members of Milli Vanilli here on stage. It turns out that their career has gone so well that they can do Over the Back Fence. Yeah, they're starting their comeback here in Lanesboro. I See the Back Fence Gang has gathered for another great 80s tune.
Thank you.
Fence Gang with Walking on Sunshine. You know, a lot of folks consider the 1980s as the golden age of game shows. And so in order to pay tribute to the golden age of game shows, it's time for us to play our version of The Price is Right! All right, now, say, for those of you that haven't recognized it, I love the quiz section of the program. All right, now, in honor of the guy that used to wear the fancy outfits, anybody know his name? He was the announcer on The Price is Right, and he used to wear the Rod something? Is that right? Okay, it turns out that the gang doesn't listen to a word I say. Because I was talking about the announcer from... never mind. That just killed the vibe of the show. So let's just forget about it. He sat there behind a lectern. What was it? Monty Hall? Okay. Who knew that we served the gang alcohol? His name was Rod Roddy, I think. And he would wear the fancy outfits. And he would say, Deb Book, come on down. You're the next contestant on The Price is Right. Fran Sauer, come on down. You're the next contestant on The Price is Right. Carol Fairbairn, come on down. You're the next contestant on The Price is Right. Wow, you guys did great. I think you should stand right there, Deb. Yeah, that's right. Get excited. Fran, here's yours right there. And Carol, there's yours right there. Wow. Once we figured out who did it, that was really exciting. Now, we are competing for a fantastic prize. As you know, when we do our quizzes, we like to give away one of Diane's delectable desserts. Oh, they look fantastic. Let me show this to the studio audience. This is what we are competing for tonight. And we're going to talk to Diane a little bit here for a second just to find out. In honor of the 80s, what are these then, Diane?
These are called shortcakes.
Shortcakes that look like scones.
Well, if you want to call it that.
I think scones were invented in the 80s. The 1880s, or maybe the 1780s. But those look delicious, and they smell fantastic. Ladies, that's what we're competing for. That's the grand prize. Is there any hash in them?
Just a wee bit of hemp.
Just a wee bit of hemp, Diane says. What in the world has gone on with our audience? It's the 80s, not the 70s or the 60s, ladies. We got that all confused there. We don't want to know what would have been in there in the 80s, do we? Okay, we are going to compete for that prize, and we are going to start out with some questions here, which I forgot to bring with me from my stand there. Now, we don't have any sound effects, ladies, so if you know the answer to the question, please raise your hand in a quick fashion. I've got judges throughout the audience.
Can I be Vanna White?
Vanna White, wrong show, Deb. I'm sorry, wrong show. Apparently what has happened to our memories over the years is we've combined all of the game shows into one. Just consider yourself lucky that I don't think I'm Richard Dawson doing the Family Feud. However, I have been told I'm a pretty good kisser. Alrighty. Here's our first 1 point question. Hi. Now, in honor of Bob Barker, oh, I better not go there. I was going to crack a joke about my model in honor of Bob Barker, but I'm going to pass on that. My model this evening is Sarah Basket. She's holding the giant wheel, and we're going to spin that later in the competition. All right, here goes our first question. Ladies, are you ready?
Yeah.
Maybe we should find out who we already know who you are, Deb Book. And where are you from, Deb?
Between here and Peterson.
Ah, very good, very
good.
Just down the road. And that's about it, huh? So you're just from down the road. How did you end up here on stage tonight?
I went to church on Wednesday night.
Am I speaking some sort of foreign language? Sure. All right, I think we're going to check with the hemp lover over here, or the hash lover. Hi, Fran, how are you, and where are you from?
I'm from Preston. Down the road.
And do you have anything that doesn't make any sense that you'd like to say?
Not particularly.
All right, very good. We'll move on. Boy, these people that know me are tough. And Carol, where are you from?
I'm from Preston.
Which is just down the road. I don't know if you knew that.
The road.
Yeah. For those of you that are regular attendees, I kind of like the ones from the cities better. They're not quite such smart, Alex. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but we're the regular.
I know, this is true. Normally, you're watching other people do this, but now you're doing it with me, and I appreciate that. Here goes our first question. Which of the following in 1980 was the most expensive? A first-class stamp, a gallon of gas, or a gallon of milk?
Milk.
Okay, they didn't really follow the rules there, did they? Gee, I wonder who's been in the hash already. We're going to give Deb the point, though, because she had the answer correct. And here comes our scorekeeper, Bonnie, to help us out. Okay, so just so that we're clear,
yeah.
I'm going to ask you to raise your hand, then I'll come to you, and then you give the answer. Okay, if you can see through the cloud... All right, so Deb has a point already. Here we go on to our second question. Be the closest. It's okay to go over. Even though this is Price is Right, and Bob Barker was a stickler for not going over, we're not doing it that way. We're going to let you go over. So whoever is closest is going to get this, and you're going to each get a chance to answer. So, again, what we were talking about with the hand
so
doesn't...
Want to raise hands?
Well, I'd still like you to show that you followed the directions from question one.
Raise our hand if we have to answer.
Very good. All right. Please give... Very good. Thank you so much for following along. I really appreciate it, ladies. All right. I would like to know what the price of a day's admission was to Walt Disney World in 1983. Deb, you may go first. Excuse me. We'll get back to Deb in just a second.
That's one in California.
I'm, okay. Okay. Does Alex Trebek clarify the questions?
Well, there's Disneyland and Disneyland.
You're right. You're right. And there's Epcot, and there's Universal, there's SeaWorld. There's a whole lot of them. But the question was, Walt Disney World in 1983, does it really matter? Are you really going that deep into the finances of it that it matters what coast it was on? Deb.
$25.
Deb says...
Just for one person?
You're right, they have family packages. This is not a VIP package. This is not, you get to see Walt Disney World with Mickey. Okay, 1983, and you say, what was it?
What did I say, $25? $25.
Are you purposefully trying to be difficult? Very good. I'm so relieved. For a second there, I wasn't sure what was going on. And Fran, what do you think?
$43.
I understand you said 43, and the look on my face kind of indicated you probably should have went a little lower. But hey, whatever. And Carol, what do you think the price of admission was at Walt Disney World, which is the one in Florida, in 1983?
I think it was $15.50.
And the answer is $15. Carol is correct. Apparently, Fran, you were a little bit confused on whether it was 83 or 2003, because $43 was pretty steep. Even Walt Disney World's not that expensive then. All right, here we go for our third and final question before we move on to the big wheel. This is another one of those closest to the number, okay? I'm going to now show you a model of a 1986 Yugo. Remember the Yugos? Just in case you needed to remember, ladies, there it is right there. The Yugo, very popular car, 1986. It was brand new. We're going to start on this side with Carol because who knows what could happen over on the other side. Carol, what do you think the price was? As close as you can. Please don't cheat off of my paper here. In 1986, brand new Yugo.
I think it was about $10,000.
About $10,000. It was a Yugo.
Well, how do I know? I didn't have a new one.
No, I know. Not to be confused with the Migo. Brant? Fran, what do you think?
I'm thinking 21,000.
21,000. And Deb, what do you think?
So is Yugo the manufacturer or the model?
Yes. It was a type of car. It was called the Yugo, very popular in the 80s. Well, I wouldn't say necessarily very popular in the 80s, but it was in the 80s. I don't think they made them for more than about 3 years. What do you think a brand new 1986 Yugo would have cost?
$6,500.
All right, now, dang, I hate to have to do this, but Deb, you're correct. The price was $3,990. But don't worry, ladies, just because Deb got two right doesn't mean you're out of the competition yet. We are now going to spin the big wheel. As you know, on Price is Right, we spin the big wheel, and what we're going to do, ladies, is we're going to give you an opportunity to get as close to a dollar as you'd like. You can spin the big wheel as many times as you'd like to get as close to a dollar as you would like. Now, the person currently in the lead is going to go first, and that's Deb, so go ahead and spin our big wheel. 5 cents. Hold it now. We have to concentrate because this is going to involve math. Very good. So you can get 95 more cents. Remember, you don't want to go over, so it's as close to a dollar as we can get without... I believe you're safe to spin again. Yes. And 5 cents. Okay. We do have to be out of here by midnight. So let's keep going, I would assume.
Very.
15. Let's see. It's only going to take us 17 more times. 20. There you go. Really good spin. And it stayed on 5. Okay. Now, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to change the game. How many points do you... Very good. You need to... Thank you. Somebody's paying attention. Thank God. Okay, so what are you at right now?
20.
I'm changing the game to 50 cents. Mostly because we could be here. Oh. Yeah. I feel like my idea to change it to 50 was going to be... Now, what? How many do you have now?
45.
Okay, I'm thinking you're going to need to spin 5 more times. Oh, that was so disheartening. Well, Deb, thank you so much for participating. But please, cheer on your other contestants.
I will do that. I'll stay right here.
All right, and now Fran is up.
Yeah,
Fran?
It's really hard.
That wheel is rigged.
The wheel, you think the wheel is rigged?
That wheel is rigged.
Big money now, big money. We're going to go to 50. Here we go, big money.
Woo!
50! Something has happened to the wheel. All right, I would assume you don't want to continue spinning. No, that's true. Well, I just wanted to check, you know, after the hash comment. I wasn't sure what you might want to do. Okay, Carol, would you like to spin the big wheel? And there she goes. 5. You need to tie 50. I know, but it would seem to not be rigged for Fran there. Oh, 55 is over. We're so sorry. Thank you so much for competing. Our big winner for the night is Fran Sauer. Well, and don't tell anybody, but all of our contestants are going to get one to take home with them tonight. We thank you so much for participating. Please share it with your friends and family or the host of the program. Either way. Thank you. Let's have a nice round of applause for our three contestants, Deb, Carol, and Fran. That was a nice idea there. I'm sure that was the theme to Price is Right.
I couldn't think of the theme. Price is Right. I couldn't
either. I didn't have any idea either. All right. Well, you know, one of the iconic songs of the 80s was what can only be considered a classic. Yes, I see that. Oh, I'm so sorry. The Care Bear has tipped over. The Tender Care Bear has tipped over. We're concerned about that. Alrighty. And so this was an all-star jam, and we think it's very appropriate that we finish with this jam tonight. This is the Back Fence Gang with We Are the World.
The greatest gift of all. We are the world. We are the children. We are the ones who make a brighter day. So let's start giving. There's a choice we're making. We're saving our own lives. It's true, we make a better day.
Folks, we're wrapping up the very first show of our 21st year, and we'd like to thank our guests tonight. With our pre-show music, it was Charlie Weaver. Our special musical guest, Hubba. I'd like to thank Kim from Gilby's Pizza and Sandwich Shop and Sarah Baskett of the Lanesboro Arts. Our special guest musical director, Stella Burt. Our guys in the back making us sound so good, and the entire Over the Back Fence gang. See you later, everybody.
Doing an old blues tune that was originally done by a gentleman by the name of Taj Mahal, and it became very, very famous when Dan Aykroyd and John Belushi made the movie The Blues Brothers. It's called She Caught the Katy, and the Katy was a train. It goes something like this. She caught the Katy, left me a mule to ride. She caught the Katy, left me a mule to ride. She caught the Katy, left me a mule to ride. The train pulled out and I got on behind. Crazy about my baby, that long-haired woman of mine. Well, my baby's so long, good God Almighty, my baby's so tall. baby's so long, good God Almighty, my baby's so tall. My baby's long, my baby's so tall, sleeps with her head in the kitchen and her feet in the hall. Crazy about my baby, that hard-headed woman of mine. I love my baby, she's so fine. I wish she'd come over and see me sometime. She don't believe I love her, you know it's true. She don't think I care, what can I do? My baby, you know it's true. I wish she'd come over and see me sometime. She don't believe I love her, you know it's true. She don't think I care, what can I do? Well, she caught the Katie, left me a mule to ride. She caught the Katie, left me a mule to ride. She got the Katie, left me a mule to ride. The train pulled out and I got on behind. Crazy about my baby, that hard-headed woman. Crazy about my baby, that hard-headed woman. Crazy about my baby, that hard-headed woman of mine. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Do a bunch of cover tunes for you. I just picked out a bunch of songs that I like to play. By the way, next Saturday night, I'm going to do a little free promo here. The Harmony Arts Council down in Harmony, Minnesota, 12 miles south of here, is going to be putting on a arts jam. And J.J. Mansink, who is a young artist from Harmony, and Billy Lynn Barr, who has done some recording down in Nashville, and myself are going to be putting on a kind of a country bluegrass jam. And we're going to play, each of us will do some solo stuff, and then we're going to do some jamming together. And then we're going to invite anybody that wants to get up to do some playing with us. They can bring her, if they want to bring a guitar, if they want to bring a violin, a mandolin, or anything like that, they can get up and do some jamming with us. It's free of charge, just a free will offering, and it's going to be at the Old Legion building in Harmony next Saturday, beginning at 7 o'clock. So if you're looking for an evening out and you want to go down to Harmony, come on down. Yes, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Going to do a tune right now by Marshall Tucker. Marshall who? No, he wasn't the marshal or the sheriff in Fillmore County here. Ticket down at the station. I don't care where I go. Gonna climb a mountain, highest mountain, Lord. Jump off, ain't nobody gonna know. Can't you see? Can't you see? What that woman she been doing to me? Can't you see? Can't you see? What that woman she been doing to me? Gonna find me a hole in the wall. I'm gonna crawl inside and die. 'Cause that woman, that mean old woman, never told me goodbye. Can't you see? Can't you see what that woman she been doing to me? Can't you see? Can't you see what that woman she been doing to me? Jump a freight train down at the station. Ain't never coming back. Gonna take a bus bound all the way to Georgia till the train it run out of track. Can't you see? Can't you see what that woman she been doing to me? Can't you see? Can't you see what that woman she been doing to me? Thank you. Going to do a couple tunes right now by a gentleman from Scotland named Van Morrison. Some of you are probably thinking, you know, I should know this guy. Well, about 30-some years ago, I moved down to Fillmore County and I bought the Lanesboro and Harmony newspapers. And I published them for about 9 years. That's back when I had a beard and I actually had hair. So that was a long time ago. But I've been playing music around here for a long, long time. And I'm back in the newspaper business. Actually, I'm managing the newspapers in Chatfield and Rushford now. All right. A little brown-eyed girl for you. Goes like this. Hey, where did we go? Days when the rains came down in the hollow, playing a new game, laughing and a running, hey, hey, skipping and a jumping in the misty morning fog. Oh, hearts were thumping in you, my brown eyed girl. You, my brown-eyed girl. Whatever happened to Tuesdays and so slow? Gone down the old mine with a transistor radio, standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding behind a rainbow's wall, skipping and jumping all along the waterfall with you, my brown-eyed girl. You, my brown-eyed girl. Okay, now I want everybody singing along with me here. Do you remember when we used to sing sha la 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 di da? Sha la 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 di da.
La di da.
Sha la 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 di da. Sha la 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 di da la di da. Hey, you guys are good. So hard to find my way now that I'm on my own. You know, I saw you just the other day. My, how you have grown. Cast my memories back there, Lord. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my brown-eyed girl. You, my brown-eyed girl. Are you guys all going to sing with me now? Do you remember when we used to sing cha la 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 di da? Sha la 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 di da,
la di da.
Sha la 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 di da. Sha la 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 di da. Give it up for the background singers. You know, we never rehearsed that, so that was pretty cool. Gonna do another tune by Van Morrison. This is really kind of a pretty song. It's called Tupelo Honey. You can take all the tea in China, put it in a big round bag for me. Sail right around the seven oceans, drop it straight down in the deep blue sea.
Thanks again to all who make Over the Back Fence possible, including the Lanesboro Arts Center and all the sponsors. Tune in next month as the show's theme will be the letter L. More information on Over the Back Fence can be found at overthebackfencelanesboro.blogspot.com and on Facebook. I'm Terry Tunset, and you've been listening to The Live Feed.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The Live Feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.